I pick up my friends, paddle out, then we all hang 10. Get barreled and it's such a nice day out. And if you drop in, you might get laid out. Blue crush on a girl and I'm all about it. I'm Point Break and I got all the high beach talent. And these kooks wanna ride with the big kids. Better know that it goes down like this. We gonna catch some waves. We in the sun getting high all day. Gonna catch some waves. We on the run from the cops all day. Gonna catch some waves. And do you really wanna catch some waves with the kooks of comedy?
Kooks of comedy.
I'm Lachlan Patterson.
I'm Joe Prano.
Welcome to the show.
Episode 143 of the Kooks of Comedy. We've already.
Is this the last one?
You know, you said 142 was the last one, so we're pushing our limits as podcasters.
It's like the end of a relationship, but we just keep dating.
Yeah.
Do you ever do that?
Yeah. You break up and then no one leaves.
Yeah.
And then it's like, did we break up or are we still going?
Well, we're still going.
We're still going. Episode 143.
Also still here with us. Can you believe it? Intern Luke.
Intern Luke. He's made it to. Is this your third episode, Luke?
Yep.
I think that might be a new record.
We got a complaint.
He hasn't learned how to use the mic yet, but
he hasn't learned how to use the mic. We get to a couple of people say you got to get that. See where it is on Joe and I.
I'm the new Maddie Goldberg.
That's right. Well, he'll hold that mic right by your face. Be Christina Aguilera. Yeah.
Do you ever watch Christina Aguilera?
Right here, right in your mouth.
I don't think so.
Wrap your mic into your mouth. Put it in your mouth.
And we have a guest today.
We got a guest.
A great guest. A returning guest.
We've got one of our biggest guests.
Fourth appearance on the show. One of the original Kooks of Comedy. Mr. Eddie Ift.
Eddie Ift.
Hi, guys. Thanks for having me. It's always been a dream.
Thanks for making the trip.
It's always been a dream.
Thanks for making the trip, bro.
You guys are moving on up in the world. You got a TV. You got an intern.
Yeah.
How old's your intern? How old are you?
18.
Yeah, you look it.
But he can wave slide.
Is he good?
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
He's better than Joe and I,
of
anyway.
And better than me, for sure. So. Then.
He's 18, you know? So that's,
yeah, it's easy.
It's a distinct
easy to learn
advantage.
That. It's one of those things like... surfing is the hardest sport in the whole world to learn old.
Yeah.
I learned to ski at a really young age and raced and did mogul competitions and everything. And it's like second nature for me. And I'll take off like 2 years and go back and it's still there. And I see people that surf like that and I'm like, I hate you. Oh, yeah. I will remember now. Not the big bell. Not the big bell.
Luke,
you do and you die.
That was Luke giving a
Luke's,
Point Break
Luke's,
quote.
Luke's just going to handle your Point Break quotes for you.
You
do and you
die? You're in a flight pattern right here, aren't you?
Yeah.
We are. Welcome to Venice.
It's...
No jets.
It sucks, though, how hard it is to learn at a... I think I've been doing it about 10 years now, and I feel like anything else that I did for 10 years, I'd be so good, and I still suck.
You have moments of greatness, and then you go right back for some reason.
Yep. That's what they say about golf, though. That's why people keep golfing. Like, someone will hit a hole-in-one, and they'll be like, I could go on tour.
Right.
And then they go out and shoot 100.
Yeah, you have one good round.
Yeah.
And you're like, what? If I could shoot 3 under every day.
Yeah. I get that one great wave that I'm like, I did some really good things on that wave. And then, like, the other day when I saw you out at our secret spot that no one should ever talk about again... It's awful. Instagram's ruining that spot.
I posted a picture of my bunny, and you Instagram messaged me that everyone dropped in on you, and you didn't get anything that day.
They were all dropping in, and I would go a little bit deep,
okay.
And try to, and I would every time it was like I was almost getting around it,
right.
And if I got around it,
it would have been a nice run.
It would have been amazing, but there was always someone who went. He's not going to make it. So then they'd be right there, and I'd be like, you know, I'm not that guy. He'd be like, get the fuck off.
I had taken one, and I was paddling back out, and someone dropped into a really nice, obviously a lefty, and this guy dropped in on him in a full white wetsuit. Like,
wow.
White wetsuit.
But he had been wave sliding for like...
Memorial Day.
He'd been wave sliding for like... maybe a few months.
Oh boy, and he no one told him.
Right to shortboard, right to white wetsuit, and he dropped in on this guy, and they collided so hard that I could hear them hit each other.
Oh.
I had to go under them. And I popped up, and the guy goes, sorry. And he goes, the other guy goes, don't worry about it. Like, they were both young. And I was like, wow, that is the nicest response. I would have punched the guy in the face.
I always apologize, and I always expect an apology. I get mad when I don't get an apology. I get really mad. It's just like, you know, like when you let somebody in your car and they wave to you. I just expect that wave.
Yeah.
And I
always hold the door for somebody.
Yeah. And they say thank you. I hate when people don't apologize. I don't care if they drop. I just want them to go, hey, man, sorry about that.
Yeah.
And then if they do it again, you know they did it purposely.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I always, the first time, if they apologize, you go, no worries. You know, this happens to everybody. Then the second time, fuck you.
I wish there was like a beach judge. You could be like, no, you're guilty. We saw it. While I was there that day,
was interference.
They reprimanded some stand-up paddleboarder who was like taking every wave and was in the middle of the impact zone and fucking people up. And
they police that pretty good. The guys up at the top of the hill.
Oh yeah, yeah. They don't mess around. They're always there.
Yeah, it's. I even know their names now. Sean.
We don't want anyone to know where it is. how did you get to know them?
Jill. Jill gives them dog food.
Here's my funny story. I like get recognized next to never in the United States. I mean, it might be like, it used to be like once a month. It's getting to like once a year. I'm standing at the top of the hill and this kid goes to me, hey, you ever bring Jason out here or something?
And
he goes, yeah, I'm a big fan of the show, of my other podcast. And I go, oh yeah.
The now defunct talking shit.
Yeah. And he goes, we start talking. Were you from around? He's like, no, I'm from Florida. And I was like, how'd you know about this place? He goes, you posted it on Instagram. And I was like, fuck. And
really?
He goes,
you
well,
did actually. I remember.
I saw a picture, but I didn't say where it was.
Okay.
And he goes, and I knew kind of the area I come out here. And I knew, you know, he knew that I'm surf that way. And he goes, oh shit. So hard.
Keep going. Luke,
so hard.
Hang on 1 second, Luke.
But are you crazy enough?
What the hell are these quotes for? These are like
IMDb.
Yeah, that's just like anything anyone would
say. I like it though, because
I'm just reading the ones that I see.
He's reading the script where it's like, hello, is anyone there?
Yeah. I'm just looking down and reading the...
All right, no, those are good. Those are good. Keep going.
So the guy just... He knew you.
Really?
He's like, yeah, Prano, I talked to him or something online. And I was like, oh, that's... So then somehow the two guys watching go, they like caught on to like, he was talking to me all about the show and where I was performing. He's like, do you have any shows this week? And the one guy looks over at me and goes, what do you do? And I go, oh, I'm a comedian. He goes, really? He goes, you ever on Raw Dog? And I'm like, yeah, I'm on there a lot. He goes, what's your name? I go, Eddie Ift. He goes, you're Eddie Ift? He goes, I listen to you on Kevin and Bean. And then the other guy goes, oh, man. So, like, two of the, like, locals who have never given me a wave, never talked
still
to me.
Still didn't, but at least they recognize you.
I paddled out the other day, and they're like, Eddie, what's up?
Oh, cool.
And I'm like, I've got friends here all of a sudden. And the guy's like, hey, and he started out in the water. He's like, you know that bit you do about your name where you say it sounds like a bug and blah? And I go, and it's like a shitty bit. And I'm like, hey, can you keep it down? It's not a very funny one.
And he's like, what do you do about fingering midgets?
Yeah. And so they're all talking. And then other guys start talking. I'm like, oh, no. I always wanted to be accepted here by these locals. And now I'm like, ah. Oh. What have I done? Careful what you wish for.
Yeah, those guys they get drunk and go surfing.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Luke, do you want to handle that for me, please?
If you want to know what spot we're talking about, we can't tell you. You can check Eddie's Instagram, I guess. Or you can pay $1 and join the Kooks Club, where I put a map to it up on the Kooks Club.
You're such a fuck face.
It's behind a paywall, though. $1 for a lifetime membership to the Kooks Club, kookscomedy.com.
That's pretty nice. That they should pay that. That's nothing. $1. You can give $1. It takes you nothing.
Isn't it worth $1 just to know what we're...
You'll never feel a dollar in your life. You'll never feel that dollar.
Thanks, buddy.
No, I mean, that's something that, like, if every person that listened to this show went in and just get... It's taking, like, 5 minutes of your life to type in all that information.
Yeah.
And that's it.
But and Luke is running the website now. He posted a picture of Lachlan last
people
week.
People don't understand how hard it is. Like, a podcast is easy and it's hard. It's hard to run because it really does require, for it to get more and more successful and more list, it requires help and money, financial money. Like, of all the podcasts I've done, people can go, oh, they're really successful. And I go, yeah, but they're not. Because they really cost like a shitload of money.
Yeah.
And you're bringing one on tour.
Yeah.
You're taking a podcast on the road.
I'm taking a stand-up slash podcast slash tailgate party on the road.
Right. Yeah, so...
Mobile studio.
Your original podcast was Talking Shit.
Right, which you guys have been on many times.
Yeah, you did the 499th and final episode at the Hollywood Improv a few weeks ago.
Right.
And now... The Bingle
which
Bus.
You guys were both on, and very funny.
Thanks, man. That was fun. Yeah, it was great, fun. Great it was show. Fun to be on.
Sorry
some
to move
of the
everyone so quickly off the show and on.
Oh, it was great.
I felt like everybody's getting mad at me.
It was the final episode. Yeah. It was. There's movies like that where they had to get everyone in the movie or the TV show.
Yeah,
Seinfeld's final episode.
Yeah, the final episode of Seinfeld. Everybody made their hard. Camera.
Yeah, I had people actually write to me and tell me how I let them down. They're like, that last episode was a real letdown, and I'm like, oh, fuck off. Like,
yeah.
Like, every last episode is a letdown.
What is this, Hot Chick Alley?
I have no idea what's going on right now.
There's a line of Priuses with hot chicks in it going by.
We're doing an open-air episode. It's the sunniest day of the year, and there's cars.
Yesterday was pretty sunny, too.
Yesterday was, too.
Anyway, the...
So now the Bingle Bus show.
So I bought the Bingle Bus. We did a fundraiser. We raised a lot of money for the Bingle Bus. I bought the bus for $10,000. I probably put about $65,000 into the bus, and the bus is worth about $500 now.
Jesus.
Like, if I were to try to sell that bus, I would get scrap metal. Like, people would be like, yeah, I think I'll buy it for, I'll give you $1,000.
It's so nice, though. Like, everything that went into it, the paint job, the couches inside.
What could you, like, it's hard to sell because, not that I want to sell it, but we took something, it's only worth something to us.
It's right. Very specialized.
Yeah. And so we're going to take it. And I've got to get it air conditioned in the next couple weeks because it's like a sauna because it's made of wood inside. We cleared out a school bus and like built a studio inside. And I keep talking to people who are like, you can't use batteries. Yeah, you can use batteries. No, you're going to have to have a generator. No, no alternator will run the batteries. So it's all the problems are alternators, inverters, generators, batteries. And it's trying to figure this whole thing out so that we can drive it. And air is going through it, and it's cool while we're in it, because like I've invited you guys, the tour. If you don't mind me plugging the dates,
that's why you're here.
That's why you're here.
It's.
Can we bring it up on our page here for you?
I don't think so. Oh, you have them? That's pretty cool. There were new dates just added. Like new dates are coming in every day, and if you saw our routing, it's insanity. The fact that I think
you start up in Seattle
changed.
No longer going changed. To Seattle.
It's now starting in San Jose at the San Jose Improv.
Okay.
I'm in next weekend, the 5th and 6th. I'm in San Diego with Joe. 7th and 8th. I'm sorry. 7th and 8th of July with Joe.
Okay.
At the Comedy Store in San Diego.
That's an awesome gig.
I don't know if we're going to take the bus. We might take it. Probably, you know, just to do an episode. We'll take it down there. Hangout surf. It's just, it's hard. Like, you can't. Fuck! I will not say it again. Well, I promise it's never.
You don't have to worry. Luke's got you.
It's not coming out. What's the quote?
Life sure has a sick sense of humor, doesn't it?
I like that he actually does the voice, too.
Who is? Is he Keanu?
It's Bodhi.
Also, need to do one for Lachlan. 100% pure adrenaline.
100% pure adrenaline. Not 100.
So then,
let's keep it 100.
Joe's with me again. We're in Tahoe.
That's gonna be fun.
That's like the 14th through the.
You know, I hit up my friend who's up there. He said, "Do you want to golf on Friday?" Yeah. And I said, "Sure." And then he's like, "We'll go to the so and so country club." And then he wrote me back. He's like, "Well, that's out." And I said,
"You know, the pro am's going
huge
on.
Huge celebrity pro am.
Yeah,
that weekend."
Yeah.
He said it's the best weekend in Tahoe of the year.
We might be able to get some good guests for the Bingle show.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
But I don't want to take the bus there.
Right. Because the elevation and all that.
Yeah, you're climbing up a mountain and it's pretty hard. But we're there. That's July 12th through the 16th. So then the tour really starts. And it's on July 19th. We're going to San Jose, California for one night. Then we go to Seattle on the 21st.
You're driving straight up.
From San Jose. We're hoping they're going to drop in Portland in between that.
Okay.
So we go San Jose to Portland to Seattle. Then from Seattle, we go to, on the 24th, we'll be in Spokane, Washington.
Birthplace of Father's Day.
Really? I can't wait.
What, is that even, what does that
Spokane
even mean?
Spokane Comedy Club?
What does that even mean, the birthplace of Father's Day?
I did a gig there, and I had to look up things. I just want
Spokane, we're in Bartlett. I don't know what that is.
Okay.
That's the 24th of July.
That's the 24th of July. Then we go to Salt Lake City on the 27th of July. We're at Wise Guys.
Nice.
Then 28th of July, which is a Friday, we're at the Larimer Lounge in Denver. And okay. Then Lincoln, Nebraska on the 29th of July, we're playing the Vega. And then the 31st of July, we're in St. Paul, Minnesota at the Turf Club. And then Tuesday, the 1st of...
He said turf.
No, I said turf. We're at the Turf Club on the 31st. And then the 1st of August, we're in Chicago, Illinois at the Lincoln Hall. And then August 3rd, we're at the Comedy Club on State in Madison. Have you played that?
That's a good club.
And we're doing an early show there. That's like a 5 p.m. show because the CrossFit Games are there. All the CrossFitters from all over the world, and I do that CrossFit podcast, and so we figured we could clean up on them.
CrossFit crossover podcast.
Well, the thing
Bingle Wadcast.
The thing about the CrossFitters, though, they don't stay out late. They all like go to bed early and have to get there.
They're the healthiest. The Jim Jupiters.
Yeah, they're freaks.
Now you keep saying we. Who is?
Wait, let me finish. Iowa City, Iowa, on the 17th of August. I'm sorry, the 4th of August. And then Dubuque, Iowa. And I have a feeling this show doesn't have any Iowa listeners. So it doesn't matter.
The Kooks of Comedy?
Sure,
yeah.
We do.
Oh, yeah, we do.
Really?
Yeah.
Kooks.
Most of our listeners don't wave slide at all.
Really?
Yeah. they're here for the jokes. They're here for the new bits.
Yeah, they don't understand.
KO questions.
They don't care. They don't ask any questions about... That's hysterical.
Yeah.
They do want to learn?
They all want to learn.
Well, when they get these wave pools in every city, exactly. They're going to get to learn.
Exactly. Who is we? Who's on the bus?
So, for sure, I have to take Weeble Wobble, who's a Hmong from my old show. Yep. He's doing all the camera work. The sound guy and kind of producer, Bud Adams, is coming. And then Bud can't come for the first three or four shows, so I'm probably bringing Ernie Machete's old intern, and or we're just... Weeble's going to handle a lot of duties. And then I've got to take someone to open for me, which I've asked Joe about. I've talked to Lachlan about. Lachlan's a headliner. I can't ask you to open.
But maybe I can make the trip to San Jose.
Well, that's what the issue with this is. So I am going in the hole so fucking deep on this thing.
Yeah.
Because I've got to pay for everyone's food.
Yeah.
I got to pay for the I forget how much we budgeted a day for gas, but sometimes we drive like 6 hours a day. It's like $100 for gas every day. It's at the end of the day to like keep this thing afloat. It's like $500 to $700 per day out of my own pocket. And then hopefully we recoup on ticket sales, but
well,
not
thank
enough.
God they gave you that fat check for your server awards.
Yeah.
Act.
Oh, that big check.
Holy
for
the what?
Shit.
What,
when he did
the awards for oh
no, yeah. That's a reference to an event.
No,
like,
that doesn't
a
matter.
Proper name.
That doesn't matter.
All right, it might be.
All right, Luke, give me two.
Right.
Luke, give me two.
I mean, just in case, why don't you get us one, Luke?
Okay, too much testosterone around here for me.
That's very fitting.
I'm just looking down here.
That's a good one.
That was probably Lori Petty.
That was Tyler. Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you guys ever gone to the live show?
Yeah. No. I went to their Terminator 2 Judgment Play.
I went and saw Point Break Live. It's the concept is hysterical.
Yeah.
But being a comedian and seeing like really good laughs at a cut, you're like, eh. But the concept's just amazing.
Right.
It's amazing.
I wrote one for Top Gun once. Top Gun Live.
They're doing it now.
And now they're doing it.
Yeah.
Years ago I wrote a whole treatment for Chips.
Yeah.
And I had a whole like way I was going to do it and who was going to act it, like how they were going to do it and make it up to date, and they finally did it and I was like, fuck,
it was terrible.
Was it?
Yeah, Chips went like,
how's the Baywatch? Has anybody seen Baywatch?
I haven't seen
it's
it. Luke,
be
did
horrible.
You see Baywatch?
Nope.
If the 18-year-old
I wonder if they have a Kelly Slater. I wonder if they have a Kelly.
I was going to see it, but then a friend of mine forgot his ID, so.
It was an R-rated movie.
Yeah.
That's hysterical.
So annoying.
I'm only in this business for the day they remake Magnum P.I. It's my one and only career goal.
You couldn't go to Baywatch because you didn't have ID? Your friend
You're
going
to be
ID?
So mad when they give it to someone else because are going to.
That's a good thing. Your friend's a good man.
Yeah, I'm going to be so mad when they give it to Seth Rogen with a...
No, you know what you should do? If you want to do it, you should just become it. Like, make your character totally Magnum, wear the same clothes, go on stage, pull up, buy the car. Like, no, buy the shittiest Ferrari, but make it look
one of
like...
those kits?
Yeah, and just be the guy to the point where they're like, we got to make a movie about this guy's Magnum. And that's the only way you're going to do it.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you're going to see Seth Rogen get it.
My mechanic has a fake Ferrari that he's working on right now that I'm sure is for sale.
Wow.
Yeah.
You need a car.
Yeah, I do.
What happened to your car?
Oh, it's still there. It's just not starting.
But you usually have a girlfriend that has a car that you just use hers.
Yeah, not these days.
Done?
Yeah, you know. It's always up and down.
We got to figure out, he's coming to Tahoe with me. Our nanny that's coming to live with us is coming because Izzy and Lauren are coming. Which is great, because then I can leave them and you and I can go get in fucking trouble every night.
Yeah.
Problem being, I don't know how we're all going to drive up there.
I'll fly up there.
Really?
Yeah.
That's a long way.
Tahoe?
To fly?
I've never done it.
To Tahoe?
What do you do? But you fly into...
Reno.
Maybe I could pick you up in Reno.
Yeah. I have friends up there, too. So I could have somebody pick me up in Reno.
It's just a
cost. So
money,
wait, you're driving up with your wife and your nanny and your kid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And my dogs.
And your dogs.
Yeah, we're gonna make a vacation of it.
I'll be good.
Yeah.
I'll get myself up there.
I've done the flight to Reno.
But what I considered was letting them drive up and you and I take the Bingle bus.
Ooh, I've been to that too.
But how many people can drive in the Bingle bus?
The Bingle bus comfortably can be and safely.
Legally. Legally
seat belts. How many seat belts?
The seatbelts were supposed to be bolted in this week, and they weren't. So, but we're going to put three seatbelts in the back, so it's going
to
be a driver.
When you're in the back of a bus, do you have to be seatbelted in?
No, you don't. Yeah. But I had one of my best friends, Artie Fuqua, go into a coma from being in a Mercedes Sprinter van that got smashed.
That was a Sprinter van?
Yeah, it was one of those like huge Mercedes vans.
Did he get a settlement? Never mind. Wow.
That's a settlement.
Yeah.
He deserves it.
Yeah.
Good for him.
Somebody told me, they said if you saw him in the hospital and what he went through and the coma and everything, you wouldn't do it for that money.
Mm-hmm. I don't think I would either.
Tracy got...
Eddie's using hand gestures.
Wow.
Why? Oh, what, man.
I mean, people can Google this, right?
Nope.
No?
You know who hit him?
Yeah,
a Walmart truck,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
You know, I watched a special and he talked about it, but he never mentioned the amount. I'm sure it's a non-disclosed amount.
He shouldn't
amount.
Be talking about it at all because they can end up suing them. But
he was pretty good at...
Dancing around it?
The opening, he opens up with that song Staying Alive, and he's holding Walmart grocery bags in his hands full of money.
And he's wearing the Staying Alive suit.
Yeah.
He did the whole thing in a...
I'm surprised.
A Travolta suit.
I would just take the money and go live on an island. And thank you.
But he did do a great job of a special, so I feel like then keep doing it.
With Artie's situation, it's funny because I knew Artie before and after. You know, he got his settlement, and he hasn't changed at all. Other than he has nicer suits now and he eats better food every night.
That's good.
Like, but nothing. Every once in a while, you'll see him like on a vacation, you know, in some weird place. But he's the exact same like idiot that he always was. And I mean that in the nicest way.
I worked with him once. He was very generous.
Yeah, he's a great guy. But maybe.
So I want to go back to your Bingle show.
But Tahoe, I want to do something cool. You know what we need to do?
What's that?
We need to like, not wakeboard, but...
wave slide board?
Wave slide behind a boat.
A ski.
Wake slide.
Yeah, we got it.
Yeah.
We gotta
My
go.
Friend is going to be out there and he has a boat.
Then we go. We leave the girls.
And he was even saying that what they do for this golf thing is he boats up to the
golf
side course. Of the course at like 7 a.m. and you set up a picnic and you eat and then you sit on the boat and you watch people play like the 17th.
Well, I brought this all up because I'll show you the pictures. My nanny's pretty hot and you're probably
your Manny?
My nanny.
Oh, okay. And I was like, I don't know if I want your Manny.
You're probably going to want to bang her, and she probably will.
Don't try to get your nanny laid.
She's like my...
I can't tell if he was trying to get me laid or his nanny laid.
So my nanny is my tour manager in Australia.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and she is like a friend. She's like a best friend, and she's with us 24 hours a day. Like, she can do everything. Like, you could fire Luke, and like, she could do his job.
Did she teach Luke? Because I would rather keep Luke and just make him better at what he does.
No, but no, like, she's good at all this stuff. So she's like fun. You want her around all the time.
Okay.
So she'll be fun to have up there, and it's good because then I can.
Have you ever banged her?
No, never. Okay. Never. But she's been with a lot of comedians.
which ones?
Just they've got to have a career.
So I'm out.
You might be out. She goes after the baby. But she's awesome. She's like she's a cool chick. So.
Well, that's a huge tour, man.
Yeah, so then on the tour, when you go into the...
You know, because you've done the Last Comic Standing tour where you traveled every day.
Yeah, I didn't drive.
Right, and I was going to say, and yours is like, you guys were in the lap of luxury. We're the opposite.
I know. And I'm not going to say ours wasn't luxurious, but you have a school bus.
Yeah.
A car designed not to be doing that kind of traveling.
No.
That's crazy, man.
It's
Is it automatic?
Yeah. The thing that's like, it's almost like I hope that I'm going to be if it was luxurious, it wouldn't be funny.
How many comedy's miles all about tragedy. That's true. Absolutely.
So we were doing that. We were Googling and trying to figure it all out so we can do the budget, and we were thinking it's about 10 miles to the gallon.
It's easy to find out. You know how?
You go drive it.
You fill up your tank.
Yeah, we're going to do
you,
that.
You set the zero the odometer.
Thanks, Lachlan.
And then you do basic math.
Yeah, we're doing that down to San Diego.
Math? Okay, good. 10 is, it's
I never drive
10.
It, so.
Now, the show itself, is it stand-up? Are you podcasting?
That's her on the right.
Uh-huh, I see.
That's an ex of mine on the left.
I was going to say, who's on the left? Well, it's good. All good stuff. All good. Pass it around.
Yeah.
Luke, you're not allowed to look at it. You were too young. Did you have your ID?
Dang. It looks like a painting.
She's good at Instagram and, you know, making herself look good, which is what I was getting to with you guys. That's Kooks, you got to step it up on Instagram.
Yeah. Well, that's what we got an intern for.
Have you seen Chaz Smith's Instagram lately?
Yeah. Did you see that motorcycle
crash? That was amazing.
Motorcycle crash. Did you see the girl get hit in the face with the stop sign?
Yes.
Yeah.
One of the best things I've ever seen in my life.
Is that a real stop sign? Like, did that really happen?
I think so. And I messaged him and I said, where are you getting all this good shit? And he's like, the motorcycle one was on the news. And he said, I think, but a lot of that stuff's on Reddit.
People send him stuff. I sent him something once too and he used it. I can't remember what it was.
I was really worried when we went surfing in my creek. That I posted it, and I...
Actually, he's fine.
I was worried that it was going to get on, like, Kooks, or Kook Slams, or Kook of the Day. I was really worried that, like, it was going to get up there, and everybody's like, you fucking loser. You know,
like, I like that you just, you found waves, dude.
It was fun, and it was, in retrospect, it was really scary. Because they talked about people that have died going down that creek, and that's how people do die in floods. But then
being assholes.
Then I see like Shane Dorian and his son,
yeah,
going into like rivers and doing it, and a much bigger way. And I'm like, we didn't do anything that like crazy. But when you would get swept away, you would grab for the rope as quickly as possible because you're like, I might die. And by the end of the day, we got kind of cocky and we were going down the river. Not the end of the day, because it was when a flash flood comes, it only lasts for a few hours. But like a couple hours later, we'd be like flying down on boogie boards. And I went on a soft top because I didn't want my knees hitting the rocks underneath. And the problem with that is I would purl every once in a while. And just it was scary when you went over. You're just like, oh,
rocks.
You're in this dirty river water. It's a, you know, it's a dry creek. I'm talking about to anyone that doesn't know what we're talking about, we shot down a like a basically a creek that flooded.
Follow at Eddie Ift on Instagram, and you can see the video he posted.
You can also see many pictures of secret spots around Los Angeles.
No, don't.
He's wearing a secret spot shirt. Do you see this?
Yeah.
Yeah, but the place.
His shirt is literally.
No, it's not.
It's literally.
None of these are secret.
A list of spots.
It's a list of spots, but they're all Mavericks, Steamer, Rincon, Zuma, Trestle. I just like the shirt. You know I like this? This is from that place on Abbot Kinney called...
Aviar Niche?
No. Up the street from them or down the street.
Is it and the got one local in Malibu. Whatever or whatever?
One of those cool little shops.
I forget what it's called, but...
But you like it because it's soft.
They have, yeah. I think the show... Outer Gnome? Shop might be called Soft.
Is it Outer Gnome?
Okay.
The shirts, the size is a large. It's a medium large.
Wow.
A medium large?
I'm a medium large.
You're a medium large guy.
I'm a medium large guy.
You're totally a medium large guy.
I'm a Marge.
You're an extra medium.
I'm an extra medium. So it's...
It's amazing.
And I've never seen that. I put on a medium, it looks like I'm trying to be a bodybuilder. You know, like I've got Lycra on. Mm-hmm. I put on a large, it looks like I've got a nightgown on. I put on a Marge, I'm doing good.
That's so perfect. I'm basically the same way. I'm a large tall. Like if I put on an extra large, I'm swimming.
They have a tard for you. They have a, I think it's a targe or something, or a tedium or something. Like there's a, no, it's a, what's it called? A mall. There's one for that too.
There's one for everything.
Yeah.
Everybody gets a shirt.
I wish I could give them a plug because they're nice shirts too. They're really soft.
It's Tards on Abbot Kinney.
Yeah, Tards. Go to Tards.
Is the tour stand up? Are you going to be doing stand up?
So what it'll be is we'll get to the location. We'll do a tailgate party before the show.
Yeah, this is what I'm going for.
Yeah, put out some lawn chairs.
I'm the world's greatest tailgater.
Yeah,
number
hang
one
out,
ranked tailgater.
Get
alive.
Excited. Do the stand up show. Then, like, I don't really drink anymore, but I'm going to drink for 2 weeks straight through this tour. Like every night, just get shit faced.
Just Coronas on Coronas.
And then you're going to drive the next morning.
Yeah.
A long way.
Well, like sometimes I'll drive 2 hours. Whoever's on the tour will drive 2 hours. And whoever, two, you know, only be about 2 hours each a day.
Okay.
And then we've got video games in the back, movies. We sit and watch movies, watch video games, shoot the shit.
And then when does the podcast get recorded?
After the show.
Post game.
We go out to the bus, do a podcast, and then we're on the road. And we've got days off in between to shoot some video stuff and make some fun videos and, you know, film everything. Film everything.
Nice.
And so we'll put that up on YouTube.
Do you want Luke for a couple weeks?
Doesn't he have a life?
No. I've been offering up for babysitting Kook's kids and stuff
where
like that.
Where do you go to school?
I went to Peninsula down in Palos Verdes.
Okay, you graduated?
Yeah, I graduated.
And where are you going to college?
Michigan.
Wow, he's a smart kid too.
Yeah,
my father-in-law went to school there.
Yeah.
Are you a football fan?
Yeah. I mean,
you better be.
Oh yeah.
You know that's a shit town.
Is it
Ann Arbor? No,
it's like Michigan. It's like Michigan's nice state. For Michigan, but it's
nice for Michigan.
It's nice for Michigan. Like you
what
live
town
in
is it?
You live in Palos Verdes.
It's the best. It's the best thing on the Denny's menu. Wait.
Palos Verdes is boring though.
Yeah, you live in Palos Verdes. Do you understand? You're going to Michigan.
Yeah, it's. Are you like?
You're a smart kid. Did you apply to Stanford?
I didn't apply to Stanford. No.
Why not?
Because the chances even. I mean, it's just such a lottery.
It's harder to get into Stanford than Michigan.
Yeah,
I would think they're both up there.
I mean, it's all a lottery nowadays.
Really?
Yeah. The better you do, you increase your chances, the better you do. But
well, that I was going to say that's not a lottery.
Right. But, I mean, it's basically a crapshoot.
Where
now.
Did you apply?
I applied to, like, four UC, like the UC Berkeley, UCLA. Yeah.
Did you get into any of those?
I got into Santa Barbara. I didn't get into the two UCs.
And are they the really good ones?
Yeah, like the top UCs.
So I get it. So what Michigan did was Michigan went, we got an out-of-state kid here. We can make a boatload of cash on him. Let's bring him in because we love that money.
Yeah.
And the Cals go, hey, we don't want the local guy because we just get that state subsidized.
But he's got that Kook scholarship. So
right. A couple of my friends didn't get into Michigan but got into Berkeley. But it's just, like I said, it's a crapshoot.
What were your grades like? Were you straight A?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
Around there.
You'd have to be. Michigan's a really good school.
Yeah.
Are you going to go into engineering or something?
No. I'll probably do business.
Oh. Yeah, that's what my...
He's gonna major in podcast Photoshops.
Yeah. Podcast Photoshop. And then... And you're never going to ride waves again, you know?
Maybe if I find a novelty wave, right? Maybe
you mean like out in Michigan, like one of the lakes? Guy was trying to tell me that recently. Wherever I was, he's like, we surf, blah, blah, blah. You should come. And I go, yeah, I've seen it. It doesn't look worth it. Go ahead.
It doesn't look worth it.
And he goes.
With the cold and.
He goes, I grew up there, man. Sometimes it gets to like 8 to 10 feet. I'm like, no, it doesn't. It doesn't get to 8 to 10 feet.
Yeah.
It doesn't get to 8 to 10 feet in California.
Right. Like, we have the Hawaiian scale, then the coastal scale, the Midwest scale, yeah. 2 foot to 8 foot.
Hang on.
Fear causes hesitation, and hesitation will cause your worst fears to come true.
It's very good. Like just you feel the Bodhi essence in every quote that he does.
I just feel bad for you going to Michigan. Is football.
The girls in Michigan?
I don't know. I just wanted. I wanted the sports. I wanted to see Harbaugh and.
All right, you're gonna get that.
Right.
And I had that in college. I went to the University of Pittsburgh, and it's a sports school. But
yeah,
I also came from Pittsburgh, where it's all I knew.
That's true.
You came from California. You're gonna be like, what the fuck?
California kid. That's
can I make my prediction?
Yeah.
He transfers out after 1 year.
1 year.
1 year.
No, I don't think so. I think
he's too shy to transfer.
Did you go visit?
I visited. He'd be too shy to go ask for a transfer paperwork.
I'm not gonna lie.
It's the best little town in Michigan, and it's the only liberal place in Michigan. But you're gonna transfer in a year. Can I recommend a college to you where you're not gonna get an education?
Eddie, he's 18.
I just want to.
He needs to make mistakes.
I want him to make the good mistakes.
All right, give it to
him. Here's my recommendation. Rollins College in Florida.
Never heard of
it. You're going to come out with an education where you're going to be able to like work as a janitor.
I applied to Rollins College.
There's a smart guy right there.
Yeah.
But
I got in, decided not to go.
You're an idiot.
Yeah.
You went to Lehigh over Rollins.
Yeah.
And look what you're doing.
I know.
You could have done the same done thing with there. Rollins.
Yeah.
The hottest girls in the world. I probably used to perform at 100 colleges a year. The hottest girls ever at Rollins College.
Rollins College, dude.
Mind-blowing.
What do you think? Is that an option, Luke?
It's an option.
Okay.
Luke.
Google it.
And I think the girl-to-guy ratio is like a very high. I did a show at Lehigh twice.
Yeah? My roommate at Lehigh. So I went to a kid I went to high school with, went to Rollins, and then transferred to Lehigh.
Well, you don't get a good education there.
Yeah.
You get...
It's like a country club. It's like a Florida country club.
Yeah, they drive around in golf carts.
Yeah.
School. Why are you going to school? I didn't go to school, and look at me.
Yeah. You're exactly where we are.
I'm in the garage.
We wasted money.
This is like fear factor for Luke. We're like, go to school. Get an education. out of this life.
I put my degree up on Twitter one day, and I was like, I'm not joking. I will sell you my diploma for $8. If anyone will give me $8, I'll give you my diploma because that's what it's worth.
Yeah.
Wow. You hear that?
Ruther burned his in front of his parents.
Can you just get a replacement, though?
Apparently he just
Where did Ruther go to school?
Ruther went to St. Louis University. Yeah.
It's just they're useless if you're not going to. Like, if you go into a real job, yeah, but not what we do.
Business, that's a good education, right? Business school? I went to a technical school. Home alarm installation, I learned.
Is that true?
Did you really?
And have you ever installed an alarm?
Not one. I was the funniest guy in class.
You installed a fake camera in your garage.
When the teacher left, I did. I installed a fake camera. I installed that TV. I actually fixed this microphone with the skills I learned.
There you go.
So
taught you soldering?
Yeah, you came over to my house and did an electrical work. You put up a light for me once. It was pretty amazing. I was like, and he tried to teach me as we went, and I tried to pay attention, but when I was done, I was like, I would never try to do this again.
I mounted a projector in our yard last night and watched that movie Life, and it was perfect.
Ooh, what's Life? Who's in that?
It's Jake Gyllenhaal and Ryan Reynolds and, oh, who else?
Sounds very white.
No, there's a black guy, but he's not really a big name. I think those are the two biggest names. Reynolds takes it early.
So,
Luke, do we have any KO questions for Eddie?
Wait, before we get that, Rollins College is $46,000 a year. Room and board is $14,000. Total enrollment, 2,521 people. But I want to know how many of those are women, because I mean, I'm not kidding. And
I love you're trying to talk a kid out of going to Michigan and send him to Rollins College.
We live in L.A. You see beautiful women here, especially if you're like an actor and you go to auditions and you're like, Jesus Christ, I didn't know girls could look like this.
I just hang out. I know. You know where Ocean Park Casting is?
Oh, really?
Right across from the park. I'll just go over there sometimes. That's
a good idea.
Yeah.
You go to Rollins, it's like that.
Yeah.
It's like every girl, you're like, oh, my God.
We do a thing every episode where we read off questions from the listeners.
Oh, okay.
And Luke's written down all the questions for today's episode. Do you want to answer them with us?
Sure.
They're all for you, Eddie. They're all questions for
Eddie. They're all questions for Eddie.
I posted a great picture of Eddie in a wetsuit.
Go ahead, Luke.
All right. First one is from Benangi, also known as Jesse Stanga. Does Eddie need any help with anything for the St. Paul, Minnesota show? I'm at his disposal.
That's Jesse's awesome.
Good, man.
He's a good dude. He's a good fan of talking shit, and now he's a Bingleberry.
A Bingleberry.
That's what we call the I fans of the Bingle Bus. Or Bingle Show.
Bingleberry.
The Bingleberries.
Do you have anything for him to do?
Yeah, a ton. Help me promote. That's the biggest deal, is just trying to get butts in seats, because we have no promoter behind it.
Okay.
So we're doing it all via Facebook. And
you haven't learned in all of your days podcasting that Jesse Stanga is more likely to skin a woman and wear her, you know, skin to your show than he is to have friends to promote
yeah, that's
to.
True.
Like,
I forgot.
Podcast fans, not super but social people. And I love Jesse Stanga. He's a fan of this show. He's a fan of the sports show I do. He's a fan of your show. He's been the backbone of basically my podcasting career, but I don't think he's helping you promote.
That's
maybe
true.
Maybe he could handle.
Maybe he could help you bury a body.
Maybe he could post some flyers or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, get him some flyers.
What I've tried to tell, like, as we're starting the Bingle Bus, I'm like, if every person that listens to this show just tells one person and gets one person, sells them on the show, and then those people, we would, it's like the penny.
Pay
how
it
long
forward.
Does it take a penny to turn into $1 million? Is it like 23 times? You just keep doubling a penny?
Oh, yeah?
So you double your audience. You start with one listener. You double it every day. 23 days, you got 1 million listeners.
It's called a pyramid scheme.
Thank you.
What's your next question?
It's called exponential growth.
Next one's from Dayton Dirtball. Does being partially blind automatically make someone unfunny? Hashtag KO question.
Wow. We're talking about episode 499 of Talking Shit.
That was a shot fired.
That was to Brian McCarthy?
Yeah.
I think Brian McCarthy was funny to a point, and then he lost it.
When he just started going only rape jokes?
Yeah. Which, I by the way, did you listen to the episode?
I was
there. He was there.
Oh.
Yeah.
There's a portion of our fans who loved that he did that.
Yeah.
That, like, he was their hero, that he didn't quit. I personally...
I enjoy that kind of comedy. Once you go down the...
Yeah.
Like, when we did the one at the podcast festival.
Oh, yeah.
I was just like, I'm just going to keep asking for cocaine until somebody hands me cocaine. Like, it's just going to be the only joke.
I thought, look, if it was his intention and he's like, I'm going to ruin this entire thing, I would have... actually loved it. I would have been like, you're amazing. But what I didn't like is that he I could see the desperation in him, that he was like trying to get a laugh, and he just like, he had lost, you know, when you lose an audience, he had lost the audience.
Yeah.
And so he was just trying. I'm like, ah, just give it up. You had him, you lost him, you try again sometime.
Now, I've been on your show a few times, and I've always seen Talking Shit as you and Jason, and I've never met Brian McCarthy.
Yeah.
Is that his name?
Yeah.
Yet on the final episode, he was as relevant as you and Jason.
He asked me if he could be on the stage. He's like, I'm flying out for it from New York.
Okay.
Can I please just not be one guy that stands on stage for a minute?
He begged you.
He has the highest rated episode ever.
He does.
Yeah.
And it was just him and you and Jason?
Yeah, it was back when Jim was on the show, and it was all him.
It wasn't Jason, Jim?
No, Jason might have been there. Yeah, Jason was there, but it was all about Brian.
Okay.
And he just, it was so funny.
Right.
So funny. He told us like five stories, and every story was better. He told a story about, which he told again, about the having sex with the post-op transsexual. He told the story about getting a blowjob from the black man. He told a story about smuggling marijuana from Jamaica into America and getting caught and going to jail. And he told a story about driving, taking a porn star to somewhere and she getting drugged and possibly raped. And then he had to like defend her in court, like be on her side. And then he told a story because he was her like driver. And then he told one other story, and every story was like better. Like he is, I can honestly say, I'm not going to say the funny, maybe top three, maybe funniest person I've ever met.
Now, I've worked with visually impaired comedians in the past.
He's not a comedian, and he's...
And he's not visually impaired.
He like is. He is blind.
He's got a little dead spot in the middle.
He can see out of the sides peripherally.
That's ridiculous.
And it just happened like a year ago.
Oh, man.
And so I felt a little bad, too. I was like, oh, let's let the blind guy sit on the stage.
So I have a little sympathy out there, whoever that was.
That was Dayton Dirtball.
There you go.
What else we got?
Has moving from Venice hurt your water time? Do you get better waves now since you have to drive? Does bus have a surf rack?
That's a good question. Who asked that?
That is H. Dip, and I'll do a quote for him. Let's see here.
You guys should just let Luke run your show, by the way, because he's...
I was thinking of not even showing up today.
Yeah.
You should just let him run it because he got himself into Michigan. He can make your show successful.
I totally agree. I think that you're the future of the show, Luke. We might just hand you the briefcase and have you...
it's like the nuclear football. Just we're just handing it over.
Yeah.
Handcuff it to his wrist.
So do you find that leaving Venice has hindered your sliding skills?
I think it's made it better.
Okay.
Because I think up there you get much better waves.
Right.
Because when it's windy down here, I can always, because of the kelp beds, find glassy waves.
Yeah.
And down here you get kind of one direction of waves, sort of. Up there you can get a couple directions. If it's like westerly.
Is there a spot you can get a left?
No. So
the Kooks Club, which you can subscribe to for life for $1, disagrees. Go to kookscomedy.com.
I know another secret spot too, but yeah, you can kind of figure out. But here, the good thing about being in Venice is you go an hour north, you got good waves. You go an hour south, you got good waves. Where I can't
go south anymore.
I can't go south at all. Like, I don't even like to go to Topanga that much.
Wow.
I don't like Topanga. I don't really like, I hate, you know, Sunset. Don't like it.
There's
at all.
No point going to Topanga for you if you if you have county.
Yeah.
Or, but you can go north. You can go another hour north and you get even better.
Ventura is really good in the fall. And I go up to 101 and I'm 45 minutes.
What about Haggerty's down south?
I love that. I love that whole area. And, it's just such a far drive for me.
Okay, yeah, that's true. I mean, that's true. That's
but
my favorite
spot. I like the wave a little bit more out at the point. It's called like Infidels or something.
Oh, Indicators.
Indicators, that's it. Infidels.
Locals let you in, huh?
Yeah, I surfed there once with Colin. Oh, God. I said I was never going to do it again.
He can say that because it's had the ED, right, Joe?
I'm pulling on. We got okay. Luke here for quotes, Luke. So what does it matter?
Let's go, Luke.
I went to go.
So typing in the passcode here.
I don't remember.
I don't
want to
do another partial quote.
You could do partials.
He's not coming back. There you go.
I went to Indicators once with Colin, and I guess all your fans know who Colin is. He's our
resident talent, aerial specialist.
Our talented friend.
Yeah.
And he even was scared. He's like, I've heard such bad shit about this place, blah, blah, blah. So we walk down the cliff and he goes, don't. He's like, here's what we're going to do. He's like, just fucking stay out of everyone's way and just sit really wide and just wait for one to come to you. And he's like, take them if they're wide and that's it. And he goes, don't get in anyone's way. And I'm like, okay, perfect. So first wave, Colin paddles right into it, goes down the line and like does like a fucking Superman or something, you know, and all the other guys are like, whoa. So they're like talking to him all of a sudden. They're like, hey, dude, how are you? You know, and he's like immediately accepted. And I'm like, oh, I'm with him.
Good. Yeah. I mean, that's really the plan is Colin, do an air.
Yeah.
And then we'll
we point to you and go, that's my friend.
It's intimidating being around someone that has good. Like I was at Huntington on Friday and Brett Simpson was there.
Oh, was he?
You don't want to go for a wave that Brett Simpson's going for.
I happened to me one day at Muscle Shoals. I kept trying to paddle into a wave and Mick Fanning was there and he just kept coming down the line. And I mean, every wave, and I would try to paddle in like on the shoulder and then he would go by and like, I've seen a lot of great surfers, but the way he was hitting the lip, it was like a gunshot, like the bang, the way he would like hit it. It was like his board was like smacking the way. And I was like there were sounds coming from his surfing.
I heard him talk about it. He said that you kept paddling on the shoulder and he was attacked by a kook. That's
yeah.
what he said.
He literally paddled out one time and looks at me and goes, you know, you can take one of these. And I was like, no, it's okay. I'm just going to sit here and watch you.
Fuck.
Because I couldn't get in on any of them. But back to that indicators. Colin, then I finally take off on a wave, and I dropped in on a guy. and I like didn't see him. And
it's a fucking right.
And I was so excited because I was like, it's a fun wave. And I was like, oh my God, this is fun. And all of a sudden I'm like, oh my God, oh my God. Because I had just heard all these nightmare stories. And I'm like, fuck, fuck. Like, why did I do that? And I'm like looking at the guy. I'm like, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. And
like you just hit an old lady on the street.
Yeah. Colin looked at me like, why? Why? Your first wave. Like, what the fuck is wrong with you? And I just was so embarrassed.
I dropped in on 10-year-old, and I tell you, I didn't drop in on him. I thought it was a right, and he was going left, and he started screaming at me, it's a left, and he was 10 years old. And I go, he goes, it was a left. And I said, okay. And I was trying to paddle away from him, and he goes, they're all lefts. And I said, okay. Again, and he goes, I think it's pretty obvious.
Oh wow.
Three fucking times I had to take it from him.
Are you sure he was 10? That sounds a little advanced for a 10-year-old.
Man, I'll show you the guy. He's like a Venice local.
Oh, it was here?
Yeah. It was at the end of the pier, down the beach in the marina. I call it DeBarges.
I know what you're talking about.
You know, the new spot.
Yeah. It's not new. That's been there forever, but.
Well, they just dredged it.
I didn't know that.
It's built up quite a following.
Oh.
Yeah, it's the new spot.
And you just told everybody about it.
I love telling people about it because fuck those guys.
Are they assholes?
Yeah, the first few times you went out there, you're like, no, we're not telling anybody. Yeah. We can't even whatever. And now you've blown it up. We're gonna have Luke make a map of it and put it on the Kooks Club.
They're all so upset that people talked, but they deserve it. They deserve it for being assholes.
So when's the last time you've been down there?
So what? They pushed all the sand out of the...
There was a barge. I was actually just sleeping, and I heard this beeping sound, and I searched all over my neighborhood for this beeping sound throughout probably the month of February.
That's so you.
I couldn't sleep, and it was foggy, if you remember, all through February.
It was rainy.
And it was rainy. It was foggy.
Looking for the beep.
And then my buddy who lives right at the end there, right, he said, I was walking my dog down the beach here, and they're dredging here, and it's picked up a little scooping A-frame. And he said, I'm going to go out. There's no one here. It's literally the fucking jetty where the sailboats come out.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And well, I figure that's what they do. They probably scoop the sand out so the boats don't ever.
Exactly.
And then they just pushed it to the side.
They actually take it out to sea. They put it on a barge, and they were taking it out to sea.
But what's creating
the
wave,
barges.
The scoop out is essentially the waves coming and breaking right there now. Oh, it's amazing.
Is it that good?
It's that good.
I mean, you guys told me about this, and it's a left.
You just got to deal with these people.
I'll deal with them. I don't
like going left, so when I go there, the right's fun,
who's
too.
Who's there? What, is it some
everyone
of the right?
From the pier.
I don't know the pier.
And a 10-year-old.
I don't know. The
and a 10-year-old asshole.
But I didn't know. Do you mean from the pier or from Breakwater?
Both.
And they're all there?
Yeah.
Is it crowded?
Yes.
Like how many guys?
I went out the other
more
day
than
like
anywhere on
11 and the wind was already up and there was 9 people out.
More than anywhere else. Along. I mean, it's the same crowd at the Breakwater, about that many.
How much is that?
How much is that?
Yeah, like
Breakwater sometimes like 50 people.
I would say at least 15 people, and because it's a point.
So only one person can get it.
It's everyone's sitting in that one spot.
Okay.
If it's an A-frame, there's a right and a left.
There is a right. The right
is a short right.
Very fast and short.
Yeah.
And fun. But then it just got busy, and now everyone is shouting at everyone.
Oh, they are?
They're all getting mad and going, why are all these people here? There's localism at a spot that's only been around for 2 months.
People are
already claiming local.
I think I like the that's spot
representation.
Where do you park?
There's an actual... I mean, that there's so much parking.
We're also going to put a map to the secret spot and parking. Secret lot.
There's tons of parking, as long as you don't go on street cleaning.
I'm driving down to go look at it after this.
Yeah, go look at it. And then, you know, it's funny, the first time I went out there I saw the barge, and that was the beeping sound. It was the fucking barge, and I could hear it from my bedroom here.
Wow. That just goes to show they can make waves.
You can make waves, yeah.
Like... I've heard of all these artificial reefs, you know, where they drop sandbags and stuff like that. Do it more. Like, create more waves, and we would have less...
Good luck with that.
Assholes.
The fucking people.
It's so expensive.
Like the environmental
people. I have a friend that lives up on Broad Beach, and he just rents a house there. And he was telling me they're losing their beach, and they're dredging. They've, I forget what it is, a levy that they've imposed on all the people that live there. $30,000 a year.
What?
To pay for the... Yeah. But, I mean, those people live in, like... there's no house less than $9 million.
Okay.
But they make them pay $30,000 a year, and they're upping it to $60,000.
Jeez.
So let's say you pay a mortgage on a $10 million house. You're paying about $60,000 a month in a mortgage payment. $60,000 a month. And then they've just hit you with... on top of that, another, like, you just got another mortgage payment. So you went from 12 to 13 for the year.
Jesus. I'd have to do like 1,000 gigs in 1 month.
I'll never understand wealth. I'll never understand it. I'm never going to try to wrap my head around
Monopoly.
It.
It's like Monopoly. It's like that pyramid thing.
Yeah. It's crazy. I say there's two kinds of people in this world now. There's people that invest in the stock market and have lots of money, and then people that drive them around in Ubers.
Yeah.
You're either an Uber driver or you're an Uber rider. It's, and like, if you're not investing, you're not in. Is that water or vodka?
It's neither. You wanted a shot of Sambuca?
No.
A little summertime Sambuca?
No.
What a great summertime drink.
That's summertime. I wish I had Lachlan's life.
Yeah, don't we all?
I really do.
Talk to me.
I look up to you.
Talk to me. Why?
Physically, because you're a foot taller than him.
You're physically fit. You're successful. You're a very funny comedian. You're successful at comedy. You're the best level of success. Because like when you get too successful, your life's kind of ruined. It becomes giant commitments.
If he was more successful, that 10-year-old would have went home and blogged that.
Yeah, exactly.
Famous comedian Lachlan Patterson doesn't know a right from a left.
Yeah,
that's a good point.
That's true. Chris Rock said it to us once at the table at the Comedy Cellar. He goes, "You're at the perfect level of fame. You're famous for 15 minutes after you do a show." He goes, "You can get laid from a girl." He goes, "Once you get famous, you can't. Like, it ruins your life. You got a girl that." Goes to the media, talks to you, or gets pregnant, tries to get money out of you, or blah, blah, blah. And you get bothered by people on the street. And you're that good level. You get that good level, and you got a great girlfriend. You're laid back, though. I'm a fucking puddle of stress.
You should get one of these tank tops. It'll change your
whole
life.
No, I should drink Sambuca during the day like he does.
I don't drink it all the time.
I could never have a shot during the daytime. I'm like, I'm so worried about... how much trouble I'm in when I get home.
You in trouble right now?
Probably.
What do you think you're in trouble for?
I don't know, but I have so much like work to do for the tour. Yeah. So much fucking work.
Well, maybe you can get Jesse to do some of it.
Well, I do have a couple people I need skinned.
Yeah. Well, you got Luke too. When you're a guest on the, that's, he's such a hardworking kid that once you're a guest, he's also your intern now.
I need more. He's got a lot of work for us to do.
I know, but I'm pushing. I want to push his limits, and then so when we dial it back, he's going to be like, "Oh my God, this is, it's so easy to run a podcast."
Has he accomplished anything?
Well, he's writing down our KO questions for you. He's doing Photoshops. He posted on the website the other day.
Were you a listener of the show?
Yeah.
How'd you find it?
I found the Dirty Sports in October of 2015, and then they were on a
hike. How did you find the Dirty Sports?
I found that through Twitter, actually.
See?
Yeah, exactly.
This is what I'm talking about. Less is more. Andy Reuther is really good on Twitter. Yeah. We don't know what scams he does.
I think it must have been Not Sports Center or something retweet. I was like, why not listen to a podcast in the morning? So then I started listening to the Dirty Sports, and I'm obviously a big Wave Sliding fan, so I was a big Joe Prano fan, so I found the Kooks, and then I was like, man, there's no point in listening to a podcast already over. And then Joe sent out like a tweet that he was going to restart the Kooks, and I was like, perfect, I'll start listening to that.
Awesome.
So
that was after Jason came and ruined the Kooks. Jason made his first visit to the Shactory, and the whole hysterical thing went under.
We had Jason doing a podcast while we were doing a podcast while Chris Wilde was doing a podcast. Yeah.
What, you guys all used it for your own?
Yeah.
That's kind of funny.
Yeah.
It's kind of funny. I wish you had called me and I could have done one too.
It ended all three podcasts.
Yeah, it was like the last episode of all three podcasts.
But see, there's, when I talk about like working smarter, Jason's a guy I'll never understand his concept in life, and like what he's so intent on doing his own podcast without me all the time. And I'm like, okay, you can go do it and get 100 listeners, or you can continue doing mine and get thousands and thousands of listeners and then bring them over to yours. But when you quit to do yours, you cut off your lifeline. And so it's not smart. And he just continues to, like, he just, you know, we call him the talent because he thinks he's the talent of the show, and that they'll all just naturally quit listening to my show and listen to him.
Is he on the Bingle bus? Is he?
I don't think he's coming on the tour because we're trying to do something new, and it's expensive. And I'd love for him to come, but it's expensive.
And he needs money.
Yeah, and he doesn't provide anything. Like, like if you came, you feature, and I give you money for featuring.
Yeah.
Like, I can't give him money for just sitting on the bus and playing video games. So, he doesn't fill a role.
Right.
He eats a lot of rolls. He has a lot of rolls. but he's not. Like, it's a new show. I can't. He was our go-to when we didn't have any ideas. Right. It was like, let's pick on Jason. Well, he's in a new place in his life, so you can't pick on him. So
I know. I picked on him on the final episode. He seemed mad at me.
Yeah, he's worthless when you can't pick on him.
Yeah. And by the way, by picking on him, I was just telling true stories about him.
Yeah, but he's in a new place.
He showed up outside my place and tried to sell me drugs.
Yeah, he's in a new place in his life, and he doesn't want that. So I get it. I'm like, I'm happy for him that everything's worked out in his life, but it just doesn't work with the show. And I think he gets it. We get it. So it's like, it sucks because he's so many funny moments with that guy. So many. But you just can't keep beating a dead horse or a fat one. So the jokes just aren't there anymore.
Yeah.
Because he's somewhat responsible. He's still delusional. He's like, yeah, I can't go on the tour. You know, I got this coffee business I'm working on, and this, you know, I'm working for the government. And I'm like, oh, God.
Working for the government?
You know, like 2 months from now, he'll be like, what are you doing? You know, I'm a laser hair trader, you know. So it's like, I see the future. He doesn't. And I don't know.
Well, that sucks, but I guess everyone, it's an evolution, which is great,
because
now it's not talking shit.
Right, it's the Bingle Show.
It's the Bingle Show, and it's a whole new audience and a whole new show, and I'm really excited, and
I am excited
to be part of it. And
so I was talking to you about coming to Vegas. Vegas is out because apparently I called my agent. I'm like, why don't you book Vegas? I got this gig. And he was like, I know all the venues. I was like, all right, don't yell at me. He goes, you're working in Vegas in like August. I can't put you in Vegas in July. The gig you're doing would be like, what the fuck are you doing?
Right.
Two gigs in Vegas. Like, so
That can you tie that gig into the Bengals show?
No, because that's at Brad Garrett's at the MGM, and it's just not possible to like...
5-dayer?
Yes, yeah, 7, I think.
So, for people, if people want to come, I mean, you obviously gave them all the dates right here, but if people wanted to go to a website to and buy tickets or whatever.
Eddieift.com, IFFT. You can find the Bengals show on there and all our tour dates. And San Diego is going to be fun. Tahoe is going to be good. And then all those other ones I mentioned from... San Jose to Seattle to Spokane to Salt Lake City to Denver to St. Paul to Chicago.
I'd like to drop in on Denver. You can get some people out in Denver for you.
Well, I mean, you guys are welcome to come on any ones you want. Just know that I have no fucking money.
Right.
I'm broke as a motherfucker. It's going to cost me out of my pocket about $15,000 to pull this thing off. Because I have to get...
And hopefully, that's not counting what you're hoping to make selling the show.
We'll sell some tickets, and there's some guarantees that I can recoup some of that, right. But nowhere near the...
You're hoping to break even.
Merch? You got merch?
I got merch. I'm hoping to... Breaking even would be amazing, because we have to air condition the bus, which is so expensive.
Pizza like, Star will love to hear about the merch you're selling.
Yeah.
I want to... I've got five albums.
Nice.
And I also have two DVDs, so those are seven
hats? Albums.
We're gonna have t-shirts and no hats.
No hats. I got a hat guy.
Do you have a Kooks of Comedy hat?
Dude, check out.
Wow,
that.
When did you guys do
this?
These?
Is a prototype for a hat we're working on.
That's wow. That's a serious hat.
It's a little too elaborate. We're hoping that the folks over at Wade in Oregon can help us kind of make that logo a little less intricate.
Why doesn't it say Kooks of Comedy?
Yeah, I know. It has to say Kooks of Comedy.
Why does it say locals only?
Sort of a...
It's a Kooks-exclusive joke.
Thanks.
Yeah, but it seems like it's a logo of someone else's.
Right.
Is locals only?
We're working on it.
I would say... I wouldn't make...
It's a prototype!
Listen, I'm going to help you here. When it comes to branding, I wouldn't... If you wanted to sell a lot,
yeah.
And who knows, you guys could become a hat company instead of a podcast.
Yeah, which is totally... I'm down with that.
I think, like, there's Kook of the Day, and they have stuff.
Some merch.
Terrible
It's
merch.
Terrible.
Yeah.
I think this hat's cool. That hat's cool, but I don't like Locals Only, because Locals Only, if I'm not mistaken, used to be a brand.
Do you understand the premise right there?
That your Indians are the only real locals?
There you go.
Yeah, I get that. But what I think is...
Native Americans.
Native Americans. Kooks is funny, but Kooks of Comedy is like... It's funny for comedy, but it's not funny for surfing. And the surf crowd is what's going to buy this.
Yeah, Luke?
I thought guests didn't have to do it if...
Well, he said the other one after.
Oh, okay. I didn't catch that one. Let's do this one. Lose something, brah.
That's a good one. Anyway, if you made it Kooks, and he's just swigging. Lachlan is just swigging Sambuca.
That might be water,
day.
Right?
I got a long day.
Is this water?
I got a long day.
Do you remember the days when you were like younger, where this was no big deal?
It's not very much alcohol. It's
that's not even Sambuca.
40% alcohol.
What the fuck is that?
I miss being
the NSA. Annie's.
Oh, that's good.
So talk to me about this logo.
It's terrible.
So something Kooks something.
Okay.
Norwegian Bloody
and
Mary.
Something that is
the folks at
organic
Wade
to you guys.
Yeah.
But also broad that can sell to surfers. Like this could sell to surfers, but I think if I'm not mistaken, this brand is already there's one out there.
Not this one.
Locals only.
Perhaps locals only for sure.
That's what right. I mean. So if you do like there's Kook Slams. Kook of the Day, but there's something funny about wearing a hat that says Kook on it.
Yeah,
like if you just put Kook on the hat, like that's funny. That's like I'd wear a hat that says Kook. It's hilarious to show up at a surf spot. Like
own it.
Yeah. Fuck. It hurts me when I do it.
Okay. Last time you're like I don't give a fuck, and you did it like 70 times in a row.
Do people do it a lot? Are there anyone that can refrain from saying it?
We do a pretty good job at this point.
Go ahead, Luke.
22 years, man. LA has changed a lot during that time. The air got dirty and the sex got clean.
Oh, see, we're going deep now.
That's a good line.
Kooky Lukey.
Who was that?
Pappas.
Pappas? Have you seen Point Break?
I have. I just don't remember. You know, I remember certain scenes.
We're talking about the real Point Break.
We're watching Point Break with Luke one night.
Yeah.
Okay.
You guys should watch it and commentate.
Yeah, we've done that.
Okay. We've done that, but we haven't said, we haven't had a bell and we haven't drank, have we?
During the
Point Break?
I think we did have the bell.
Okay.
I love that, that
we
you
did
guys
that when we were in Wisconsin.
I wish I was rich and everything in my life was working right now, because that would be like my ideal night.
You are rich.
I'm rich.
Everything is working.
I'm rich.
What would be your ideal night?
Like hanging out, watching Point Break, drinking, ringing a bell. I can't. I'm too stressed out about
everything.
Bring
Izzy.
I don't know how to enjoy life now. I'm too stressed out about this tour.
Come over. We'll watch Point Break. We'll play with the bunny. And I will tell you how you're rich.
I also feel like I'm on the trajectory of life where, like, if I don't start picking up and like doing something quickly, I'm done. I like move down to feature act.
No,
you know, like,
make sure you get tickets to the Bingle Bus Tour, available now on eddieiff.com.
Yeah, help me or I'm gonna die. I'm gonna kill myself.
Go see Eddie. He's hilarious. He's very funny. He's not gonna die. He's going to be in San Jose.
If you don't come on my tour and come to my show, I'm going to kill myself.
There you go.
Come San Diego, I'll be in with him. Tahoe, I'll be with him. Lachlan's going to go on the tour at some point. I'm going to hopefully drop in on the
I would really love to have both of you on the tour. I got to get Craig Philip Conant on it, too. He makes me laugh.
Yeah, he's hilarious. He's great.
Stephen Randolph made me laugh the other night. How funny was he when he was talking about when they said, I said, talk to Gene about getting sober, and Gene goes, "Huh, what's it like?" And he goes, "Oh, it's great. Questioning every decision you make constantly, all day long, feeling like everyone's staring at you."
Sobriety ain't easy.
No, I'm pretty much sober, and it's terrible.
Well, you're doing what I think you'll do for the rest of your life, which is constantly worry about your status as a performer. I can tell you, it does go down and it does go up. You know this.
Yeah.
And so we try to keep it up as much as we can. But even the greatest comedians of all time have dips.
Dips. And you see them.
Yeah, mine's going on 17 years.
But you you see them. You see them going and they get, I always say, when you hit, you've got about 5 years.
Okay.
Unless there's a few that have been able to, like the Chris Rock and a few guys who just keep it going forever. Very hard to maintain it. You usually get like a 5-year burst and then it's over. And so you got to hope you make enough money that then you're set for the rest.
You know what gets me high when I'm in a little low? Joe?
Yep.
What gets me excited?
You guys gonna sing a song to me?
When I have a lull.
Didn't that seem like a setup for like a movie? When I'm feeling low and I want to get high.
No.
What's my favorite thing?
Marijuana.
And the only reason I do this podcast.
Oh, new bits?
New bit.
Are we doing new bits?
We don't have to do new bits, but I'm saying a new bit always gets me.
Do you have some new bits?
Do I have some new bits?
Do you have some new bits? You want to work on anything on the show?
I don't know how to explain what I do, but they're like story / bits. They're never...
Yeah, you have sort of new whole
chunks. But I don't do bits. I couldn't. I'm not good enough at doing that. Like, I don't have that skill.
Do you guys have like certain formulas that you try and implement into?
Yeah, mine usually is either I look at like a thing that like a subject matter that I want to talk about and make it funny, or a story that happened to me. He writes jokes.
Yeah, the Uber story. That's a good one.
Oh yeah, so that's a true story. Every bit of that is true, except I was going to let them in the car. I didn't let them in the car. I thought it would be funny if I drive them. And then I was like, I don't want them in my fucking car. I'll just say I did.
Right.
Someone stepped into your car?
They tried to get in a couple times.
Yeah.
And they kept tugging on the door, a girl and a guy. And I kept saying, fuck off. Like, because I'm sitting texting. And I was like, why are you trying to get in my car? And they kept trying. And finally, the guy goes, Uber. And I kind of giggled. I was like, no, no. And I'm like, and he keeps trying. I go, fuck off, dude. No. And he goes, white Toyota 4Runner. And I'm like, that's what I drive. And obviously when he ordered an Uber, it was a white Toyota 4Runner. And I'm where he's supposed to pick it up. So I can see his mistake. But I'm kind of like giggling. I'm like, no, no. So then he goes, Tim. And, you know, Uber on the app, it puts the driver's name in their picture. And I'm like, I'm not going to go, no, I'm Eddie. I go, no. And then he holds his phone up to my window And I look at the picture, and the guy looks just like me.
Wow.
And I go, in the joke, I go, all right, get in.
That's great.
And I go, they got in. And I was like, how badly do you need a ride that your driver just told you to fuck? But the truth is, I did tell them to fuck off like five times, and they kept trying. And I'm like, why would you get in that car?
Pretty standard for Uber drivers these days.
How much has the quality of Uber dropped?
Yeah, because the price has dropped. The price keeps dropping. The price doesn't drop for the rider, but the pay drops for Uber drivers now. The wage is like so much lower.
It used to be, when it first started, it was black cars only.
Still more than comedy. Still more than comedy.
What pays more?
Uber.
But remember when you'd be like, can you just stop somewhere? Can you pick somebody up somewhere for me? Yeah. There's like, I don't give a fuck.
They're horrible now.
Now they're like, you can't. I can't stop. I cannot drop you.
Can I say something that's going to sound really racist?
Yeah.
When Uber started, it was all people that were like tech savvy that figured out this way to make some money. Cab drivers were usually immigrants from other countries who were coming to America to try to make a better life for themselves. They stayed in taxis, and the Uber drivers were all these tech kind of like people who, hey, I can make some cash on the side, do this as a side job. Well, then they started doing so well, and nobody was taking taxis. I talked to a cab driver in New York. You used to buy a medallion, and it cost like $150,000.
Yeah,
$200,000 to buy a medallion. Well, now they're trying to, and then you sell your medallion when you leave. Like, I'm quitting, I'm retiring, I can sell this and make $200,000. Some guy was telling me his medallion's worthless. Like, worthless. Like, you had because a $200,000 medallion that you're paying a mortgage on or whatever, and you can't even, it's worthless because Uber. So they all went over to Uber. So now you have all these guys who are like just desperate to make cash and as much cash as possible because they're trying to survive because they're immigrants in the United States and it's very hard to make it. So they're now driving Ubers.
Right.
And they are taking that mentality of fuck you, get in the car, get the fuck out of the car. I need to go next drive.
And they're not making as much as they used to. You used to just sit there and you'd love it if it took 5 minutes for somebody to come out.
Yeah.
Now they're like, fuck you. It's all miles.
Yeah.
Uber's trying to put every other car service out of business by having the lowest prices you can possibly
have. This is why capitalism pisses me off.
You
sometimes.
Know Uber loses $1 billion a year.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, but it's just like Snapchat and
long
it's just,
game.
Yeah. The long game is
Amazon
just,
played the long game though. And Amazon was losing money forever. And I think they're making money now.
They're buying
Whole Foods.
They bought Whole Foods.
Yeah.
For like not that much, like 13 billion or something like that.
I'm so worried the quality of Whole Foods.
I can't even get avocados quality's already for 13 gone billion at Whole Foods. Am I right?
I saw a joke that said, I don't know if this is a good one. I thought it was funny. He said, it was on my Twitter, and he said, it's ironic that Amazon bought Whole Foods for only 13.7 billion or whatever it was, since that's what it costs to buy groceries for a whole week there.
Yeah, I saw. Yeah,
that's the joke I just did, Luke. Get the fuck out of here. No,
I saw a lot of incarnations of that. Is that the word?
Yeah.
Whole Foods was losing money and closing Whole Foods all over the country because Costco got into the organic business and Costco was doing cheaper. They always say, like, if everybody did the quality that organic does, they wouldn't need the certification, so it wouldn't cost that much to make the food. Mm-hmm. So food costs would come down, and we would just have better quality food. And I think that's what's starting to kind of happen with Costco's figuring out. So everybody...
You can go to the 99-cent store right next to the Whole Foods and get organic spinach, kale, all sorts of stuff.
Really?
Yeah.
So that's hurting Whole Foods really bad. So that's probably why they had to sell to Amazon, but capitalism sucks in so many different ways. It's great in a lot.
We're
ways,
talking about communism here. Is that what the show has become?
Yeah.
Should we talk about
Kooks of
welcome
communism.
To the Red Show.
Yeah. Are we spelling communism with a K?
Yeah.
Kooks of communism.
Have you guys wave slid with him?
Yeah, I have. Joe couldn't.
I have
because
not.
Joe is hungover from your show.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hmm. And then I went out.
He was a mess. Yeah. He was. You were the point of like. Because I was sober. Drunk, I would have even been scared of you.
Yeah.
Sober, I was terrified of you. You were throwing shit in the middle of the street.
Yeah.
You threw Jason heads. Like, I saw you throw... Like, you know when somebody's so drunk, they're, like, trashing shit, and you're like, let's cross the street? We were like... let's get the fuck out of here.
He had told me he was planning getting drunk for days.
For weeks. Yeah.
So if you go on the Bingo show, I want you to get like that.
See, the thing is, you know, I know my role. And my role on your show was I was a beloved drunk and cocaine abuser on the Marathon podcast. That was everybody.
Yeah, that's what made you the MVP.
Everybody's favorite moment. So what am I supposed to do? You know, I'm supposed to be Michael Jordan showing up playing baseball? No, I'm here to shoot baskets. Let's do
this. Did you get a lot of love from shitheads at the
Yeah, venue? And actually I had sort of decided mid night in the middle of the night that I wasn't going to go to the rock star level that I wanted to, but then every shithead's like, whiskey, have a whiskey, and I'm not the kind of person that like dumps out a free drink or ditches it or something. So
I'll be drinking like a madman on this tour.
Well, and I'm looking forward to it.
It's because I have to get through it, out of like, how the hell am I gonna, like, the anxiety of have you filled the venue? It's just, yeah,
I have that. It's the worst.
It's so bad.
I threw up in the ocean the morning after.
That's so gross.
Your podcast.
What's going on with your shark saga?
It's over.
It's over. We're friends again.
It's over. I did a graphic for them.
Who left who in the ocean? You left him?
Yeah.
It's pretty weak. weak.
Yeah. He was hundreds of yards away.
I honestly have this feeling in me that if I was with someone that got attacked, I would go to them to help them. Like, I think that.
Yeah.
The opposite could happen. Yeah. I've been out in the ocean in Australia when the shark alarm goes off twice. And the first time I was like terrified. And I just started paddling back in like, is this thing like behind me? Like, and I just felt like I was going nowhere. Like, I'm like, and my shoulders started to get sore and tired. I'm like, this is the worst fucking thing ever. And I looked at a guy beside me to see like what he goes, man, I haven't heard that in a long time. And I was like, oh no. And then the second time it happened, I was like, oh, fucking who cares? There's a shark out here somewhere. And my friend goes, this Brazilian guy, he goes, let everyone get out. We'll get all the waves. And that's what I thought.
That's the truth. You know, last two
days. Lachlan was out there solo. I was like, he gets everyone. This isn't fair.
It was a terrible day. 2 days ago, I was in the water at Heavens, no secret spots.
Yeah.
And the group at the point.
You're not allowed to mention a spot that doesn't have a camera.
Okay, the group. That's a good point.
You're not allowed to mention a spot.
If a spot doesn't have a camera, don't say its name.
I like that. So the group at the point just starts screaming. Everyone starts screaming and screaming and yelling and whistling and putting up hand signals to the lifeguard tower. And people start paddling in. And Jill goes, Locke, what's going on? We're in the water. And I go, I don't know, but it's terrifying. It's fucking terrifying. And I knew I couldn't help, but I knew that I wanted to find out what was going on. So I just paddled over to them while they were screaming. Turns out a girl had an epileptic seizure in the water.
Holy shit.
And she was drowning, and someone got her on the board, but
good
she was unconscious.
Good for them.
And they were screaming for the lifeguard. Finally, they took her and got her out of the water. And I guess just the vibe made everyone not want to wave slide anymore. So, like, in that moment, 20 people left.
Yeah.
This was on a weekday, like weekend, Saturday.
Yeah.
You know what they call it when you have an epileptic fit in the ocean?
You have a what?
It's you're doing the flying fish. You know, because you kind of the flap.
That's a good try, Joe.
I'm trying, man. Somebody's got to do a joke on this podcast.
I did one.
I felt like there was a seizure joke that needed to be done.
Yeah.
I'll tell you this.
There was. It was spelled S-E-A-Z-U-R-E.
That's a good one.
There we go. That's better.
They say that when tragedy happens and danger happens, people, rather than run from it, flock to each other. Like they were saying when the World Trade Center got hit, people, rather than like try to run out of the building and find exits, were trying to find other people. And it's a natural instinct
to run toward a disaster.
Yeah. Like we actually
it's like, a great reminder to go see the Bingo tour.
Yeah. Run towards disaster. Run towards
disaster.
Give us
the first date. What's the first date?
First date will be
give us the first date. Or what's the date you need to fill?
Hey, every date. Let's come down to San Diego on the 7th and 8th and see Joe and I.
EddieIf.com.
July 7th and 8th. Go to EddieIf.com. Come see it.
La Jolla.
That's the comedy store in La Jolla. Maybe we'll serve.
Survive.
Yeah. Maybe we'll survive the shows and maybe we'll wave slide while we're there.
I didn't say it. We'll wave slide La Jolla. What is it? La Jolla Cliffs. What's the one that's really localized?
Blacks.
Blacks is a fucking powerful wave.
It's powerful.
Super powerful chips.
And it's you know, you got to walk down that long cliff.
Yeah. There's no cam there, is there?
No. But
see, I wanted to leave on a laugh.
Yeah.
I don't know where we're staying either. They haven't given me any of the information.
They don't give you.
You're staying in the condo.
Did you ever play that? No. The condo's being renovated. They're putting us in a hotel.
Oh, nice.
Have you stayed at the condo?
You're probably staying at the Jolly Taxpayer, whatever that one is that we stayed at.
I don't know. Where did we stay?
Have you done the Comedy Store in La Jolla?
I left right after my set. I didn't want to stay.
You drove back here?
No, I think I went south and did another night at another gig.
That was when we did Madhouse.
Was it?
Yeah.
And I did it the night before. I did Murray's...
I
did, what's it called?
Road.
How is the Comedy Store?
It's great.
Does it pack?
It's great. You're going to have a great time. Low ceilings. Have a great set. And you are close to waves. And there are a local crowd, too, which is great. They're great, man. It's going to be awesome. You're going to have a great time.
Oh, good. I'm just in this.
Go see him. Q Doug Ray.
I pick up my friends. Paddle out, then we all hang 10. Get barreled in, it's such a nice day out. And if you're dropping, you might get laid out. Blue crush on a girl and I'm all about it. I'm Point Break and I got all the high beach talent. And these kooks wanna ride with the big kids. Better know that it goes down like this. We gonna catch some waves. We in the sun getting high all day. Gonna catch some waves. We on the run from the cops all day. Gonna catch some waves. And do you really wanna catch some waves? With the kooks of comedy.